USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
This is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment. What happened shooting down the drone? And this country will not stand for it.
Tension grows between the U.S. and Iran as the military in that country shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace. President Trump calls the move a big mistake.
But it was a very foolish move.
In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland.
The cross was erected in 1925 as a tribute to the 49 local men who gave their lives in World War I. Mike Berry of First Liberty was one of the attorneys involved in this case.
This very much should put an end to attacks on veterans' memorials and other public displays that happen to have some kind of religious imagery.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Mick Jagger back on the road after heart surgery as the Rolling Stones start their U.S. tour this weekend.
The Rolling Stones start their new tour in Chicago at Soldier Field. It's called the No Filter Tour, includes 17 shows, and it will end up August 31st in Miami. At the beginning of April, 75-year-old Mick Jagger underwent heart valve surgery, and the Stones had to postpone the original start of this tour while Jagger recovered. The Stones singer now says he's as strong as ever and ready to get this tour underway. Mick talks about what he does pre-show to get ready for the stage.
Backstage before the show is always like a bit like, I like to really relax and chill out, and then just before the show it gets a bit like I have like Bob Marley things that I kind of sometimes do, and I do a dance warm-up, so I do a couple of like current tunes. You know, I used to do like would be a year of shows basically and not much else, but I enjoy doing like short bursts, and I love being out on stage.
It's only rock and roll, but we like it. I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA News for your health. We are living longer here in the United States, and the information supported by raw data. The median age up. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the numbers now from Washington, D.C.
New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the median age of the country's population is 38.2 to be exact, effective in 2018, up from 37.2 in 2010. It means half of the country's population is under the age of 38, and the other half is over the age of 38. The increase is due in large part to baby boomers who surpassed the 65-year-old mark, that age group increasing by 30% since 2010, while the under-18 population's been decreasing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A lawsuit filed in Connecticut involving transgender students in school sports programs.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls who are still physically boys to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.